From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. And welcome to this week's edition of From House to Home right here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. I'm Jeremy Salemson, your host, and we are absolutely thrilled to welcome to the studio our good friend and local real estate expert, Aaron Daniel. Aaron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back to the show.
Well, this is a special edition with Aaron as we're talking about some interesting data shifts that she has found over the last few months. We're talking about sort of the paradigm change of what's happening not only within real estate locally, but specifically here in Orange County and Chatham County. So teeing this up, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about sort of this disruption in the industry as it relates to the paradigm shift. We talk often about how Orange County is strong for home sales, not necessarily on the new construction side, but what you're actually seeing now. Well, and so I think to your point, you know, they're getting more for their money. The school system issue does not play the same role, perhaps, that it once did years ago. And tell us why. You mentioned this sort of offline.
Well, I mean, I think Chapel Hill Carrboro has relied heavily on the fact that we are the only school system that hasn't merged with the county school systems. And it's been a huge draw because we are always in the top 10 for the state. But these numbers are starting, when I pull in Chatham's numbers, I think that'll sort of highlight it. These numbers are starting to tell me that perhaps the differentiations in the three school systems aren't as big as they once were, and that other drivers are coming into play. People are looking for a better bang for their buck, a better tax rate. When you look at Hillsborough, their bell curve really is between 200 and 500. And Chapel Hill Carrboro is between 400 and 800.
Right.
That's substantially different. And I think people's drivers are shifting.
Well, and I think your data is point on point, and the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, because we're seeing now something to the tune of 1,000-plus new permits being delivered within Hillsborough alone over the last, 6 to 12 months. And I think that growth will continue because the land is available.
Because they have the land.
Right.
They have the land. And that sort of, when you're speaking about land, it brings Chatham into play, where for the last two or three years, there's certainly been a shift focusing on Chatham. The schools have certainly gotten better. They're slated to have another high school and another elementary school. And the tax rate, of course, is phenomenal.
Aaron Daniel, broker extraordinaire from right here in Chapel Hill. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, the three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.